Have you seen the latest Amazon shareholder letter? It's pretty wild what Andy Jassy pulled off this year.
I have, and it's a significant departure from tradition. Instead of just reporting numbers, he's launching a defense of their growth model and taking shots at competitors.
That is huge. And I think you'll agree, he really made his case for the $200 billion capital expenditure.
He did. Investors usually worry about that spending regarding profitability, but Jassy framed it as essential infrastructure for the future.
Exactly. He argued they aren't hoarding cash, but building the foundation while competitors try to cut costs.
The real drama started when he named names. He specifically targeted NVIDIA and Intel.
Calling out the giants of AI hardware and processors in a public letter. That is unprecedented.
Precisely. He positioned them as bottlenecks and insisted Amazon needs to control the stack rather than rely on suppliers.
And he wasn't done there. He also took a hard look at Starlink.
Right. Even though Amazon isn't a direct competitor in low Earth orbit, he warned that Starlink's dominance could disrupt the backbone needed for data-intensive AI.
So, it's about having diverse infrastructure that Amazon can actually influence.
It signals a broader shift. Historically, big tech companies kept a delicate balance of cooperation and competition.
But Jassy is breaking that piece. He's prioritizing Amazon's interests over established norms.
For investors, that's a mixed signal. On one hand, it shows confidence in navigating the hardware market.
But on the other, it creates uncertainty. If NVIDIA or Intel retaliate, it could impact Amazon's finances faster than we think.
That's the risk. If the industry follows Amazon's lead, costs for businesses and consumers could go up significantly.
It's a bold maneuver in a crowded market. The battleground has shifted from software straight to physical hardware.
Ultimately, control over data centers and connectivity is becoming the key to AI innovation.
Amazon wants to be a builder of that technology, not just a user.
Whether this aggressive strategy pays off remains to be seen. But it changes the game for sure.
Absolutely. It's definitely a move that will define the near future of the tech industry.